Today's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life with Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. You'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Wayne Anderson and Russ McCann.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Russ McCann, and I'm your host, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk radio program on the Transformation Radio Network. Stay tuned, and in the next hour, let us help you get on the path to permanent weight control and help you create a healthier, longer life. We have with us today Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. Dr. A is on a great, big, hairy, audacious goal to get America healthy. It's my privilege to have Dr. A on the show. Good afternoon, Dr. A. Welcome back.
Thanks, Russ, and it's great to be here. You know, I was in Ireland at one of our advanced trainings last week, and coming back to the country and, you know, looking at the rest of the world, you know, they're starting to gain some weight. The world obesity has doubled since 1980, but still they're lagging behind us. You know, I came back to America, and I see everywhere at the airport and everywhere people are living the habits of disease. They're eating the wrong things. They're sitting on their rears rather than getting out and doing things. And that was one thing that was very apparent in Europe, was how active the people were. And they were out all doing things. And because the cities are all connected, and there's wonderful walking paths, it's much easier for people to be healthy. And it's one of the things, and one of our goals, as you said, Russ, is to get this country healthy, to really focus on overcoming the logistical and psychological barriers that are preventing Americans from really realizing optimal health. And, you know, there's nothing more important than your health. Our parents told us when we were kids, and, you know, that's an important part of everyday life, is getting healthy and being the best you can be.
Dr. A, last week while you were in Ireland, we had an opportunity, and I played about 25 minutes of a CD series that you did called It's Not Your Fault. And it was really kind of fun to not only play that, and so we had you on the show last week, even though you weren't physically here. But it reminded us that, you know, there's a couple of things that go on. When we start talking about, you know, why we are the way we are and whose fault is it, we always kind of want to put a point of blame to it. And there's really a couple of things that really hit home to me on that CD on It's Not Your Fault. One is that our bodies are naturally designed to store energy in the way that we do, and the fact that we're just not as active in the process of gathering food in our society today really causes us to store that energy over time and store that fat. And because we don't get rid of it, because we're not very active, we're sitting on our tushes a lot, that's one of the reasons. And the other reason is that the food industry, of which I became a part of for most of my career, 35 years in the restaurant business, where food is really being designed and engineered in a way that it doesn't provide us with the nutrients that we need. Most of that gets cooked away in the process. Foods are being, more plentiful, even in the grocery store with, you know, all of the things that are available to us. They're boxed, they're convenient, they're frozen. All we do is heat and serve, and most of those are very nutrient lacking, but very high in calorie, high in fat, high in sugar, sodium, and all the other things. And that when we really take a look at where we're moving forward as a country, it isn't our fault. But on the other hand, we have to take personal responsibility, don't we?
Absolutely, Russ. And it's understanding that most of the things that are out there today aren't serving us or in our best interest. And it's really kind of a shame because, 20 years ago, we were worried about world famine, and we were kind of pressuring the food industry to make, you know, more or less expensive food. Well, they did that, but we forgot to tell them to make it healthy. And so
right. The
food today is inexpensive, but it's very unhealthy. And because of that, we're being exposed at an ever higher rate. Our obesity epidemic, people becoming overweight and then obese, is increasing. We're about ready to see our lifespan actually decrease. We're on the verge of a major devastation to our country if we don't make a change. And So, you know, it, but it even though that sounds depressing, honestly, if you're willing to spend the time and understand how to do it, you can get healthy and you can stay healthy and you can thrive in your life. You can have the things available, not just, you know, from the standpoint of what you eat, but how you move, how you sleep, how you have fun, bringing fulfillment and balance into your life, having a life in balance. All those things are very possible in this, you know, in this country. Yeah, we're undergoing some changes, and certainly America has got some issues and things we have to get straightened out. But, you know, we live in the most free country and the most opportunities ever, and we just need to make the adjustments necessary. And it starts, I'm absolutely convinced, it starts first by creating health. Once you create health and move forward from there, that's where it starts. If you're willing to do that, it's unlimited once you're healthy, the things you can do. Even in a time when there's scarcity in many of the areas, creating health puts you in position to take advantage of all the opportunities that are out there.
Now, Kerry, in your book, The Habits of Health, you really lay out very, very easily kind of a step-by-step process to help people begin first by making a decision, understanding why we are the way we are, but then how to reach a healthy weight. And one of the components about reaching a healthy weight that was really intriguing to me when I first started about 3.5 years ago was this concept of eating every 3 hours. And we've all heard that that's the healthiest way to eat, small meals that are feeding us all the things we need, but on a more often basis, every 2 to 3 hours. But in our busy lifestyle, most of us feel like, you know, I know I should eat 6 times a day, but what choices do I have during the course of the day in a busy life to be able to move it forward? And you've made it pretty simple in terms of making both the fuelings and the low-calorie meals so that you can actually, even with an active lifestyle, go out and learn how to eat every 3 hours. And I would encourage people that are listening to the show, if you've not gotten Dr. A's book yet, go to our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com. Click on Dr. A's picture, and right on there, it'll give you information about how to get one of Dr. A's books, The Habits of Health, along with the study guide, the workbook, that will take you through a very, very detailed lesson plan that'll help you begin to move your life forward that we've been talking about earlier today. Also, Dr. A, in your book, and I wanted you to talk a little bit about it because I know the USDA is kind of looking at the food pyramid and begin to make some changes and looking at it in a more simplified way. And it was kind of interesting a few weeks ago where they started coming out with the new plate system. And I'm thinking, well, it's not really a new plate system. Dr. A, you've laid this out over the course of the last 10 years pretty simply. Maybe for people that are listening today, kind of describe the simple portion control plate system that you talk about in your book.
Sure, Russ. And, you know, in The Habits of Health about 3 years ago, I actually, and I'm just going to read it for you because I think it's kind of ironic that it's changed. While I applaud the USDA for its efforts, our rate of pre-obesity and obesity have continued to rise despite the guidelines. So why are they not working? Because they don't fit today's habits and lifestyle. The cereal group, for example, doesn't distinguish between whole wheat bread and a donut, despite the fact that eating the two produces very different outcomes. One promotes the habits of health and the other habits of disease. So, you know, in the 1980s, the USDA decided to develop this healthy eating guidelines. And so they divided it into 6 major groups. So, you know, they this week have made the decision to now use a plate system very similar to the one that I developed. Theirs is still more complex. And I can tell you, if you don't make things fit into the way people are used to eating, their chances for conversion and actually using them is very limited. And so What I did was I took up a plate and I divided it, first of all, 9-inch plate, none of these huge plates. And what the Americans don't realize, the portion size have dramatically increased over the last 30 years. In fact, we used to have 8-ounce Cokes and now there's 64-ounce Big Gulps. Plate sizes are much deeper, much bigger. And, you know, what used to be a serving plate in homes 30 years ago are now dinner plates. So it starts with having a 9-inch plate, making sure there's very thin rim on it so food doesn't gather up above its normal place. Second thing is dividing the plate in half. Half of it should be fruit and vegetables, and a quarter should be the starch, and the other quarter should be a protein, like a meat or a poultry or fish. And that's how we eat. That's how Americans eat. So what I did was just take the way we eat and then make it healthy. So the whole point is, in terms of size, about the size of a paper novel, that's how many fruits and vegetables you should have on your plate. And then when you pick your fruits and vegetables, you want to use the charts I created for glycemic index. Glycemic index tells you what carbohydrates and what starches are healthy. And unfortunately, Russ, most people are eating things they think are healthy, but actually are very high in sugar, have a very high glycemic index, and they raise our blood sugar. When we raise our blood sugar, it raises our insulin, and it turns on fat storage, and it has us lay down this fat. 70 million Americans have metabolic syndrome or hyperinsulinemia, which means that they have very high insulin levels. And so they're in a fat storage mode, and that's leading to metabolic syndrome and eventually diabetes and cardiovascular disease. So the first thing we do is we teach people to use color codings. And as you mentioned in the book, I simply, if it's in the deep green, you're going to stay lean. And so you can look at both your fruits, your vegetables, and even use it for a glycemic index, and even use it for your proteins. We label and we look at salad and cooking oils. We look at fat content of meats and of poultry, and also for fish. And so it shows you through green colors. As long as you're picking in each one of these areas things that are in the deep green or in the lighter green, you're going to be healthy and maintain healthy. The other thing the food pyramid did not do, it didn't really teach you how to lose weight. It was more for maintenance. So what we know is that by eating every 3 hours, as you mentioned, can help you lose weight. Beyond that, it increases your fuelings and decreases your insulin spikes, so it makes it much easier to stay in a fat-burning mode versus a fat storage mode. So there's a lot of good reasons. I applaud the USDA for making an attempt to help us, but the method they're using is still pretty confusing. And again, if people, it's not easy for people. If they don't just get it by looking at it, then they won't use it. And if they don't use it, it doesn't do any good sitting on the shelf.
Well, it's really kind of interesting. Anytime we get the government involved, we tend to overcomplicate it, that's for sure. Just look at our tax system.
That's exactly right.
You're listening to Habits of Health Talk Radio with Dr. Wayne Anderson. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll explore more about creating the habits of health in your life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their Vacupractor.
The Vacupractor's amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust and not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my Vacupractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the Vacupractor a try.
Vacupractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95. And you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The Vacupractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light for a Spiritual and Healing Journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
We're back, and you're listening to Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. I'm Russ McCann, your host. We've been talking with Dr. A about creating optimal health in your life, but before we continue, I'd like to invite you to visit our website and take Dr. A's health quiz. Visit our website at habitsofhealthtalk.com, and right on the very front page, you'll see a link that says Dr. A's health quiz. Just how healthy are you? And I would encourage you to take that quiz, take that assessment, which will evaluate just how healthy or unhealthy you are. And it might be a great starting point for you to begin to take control of your health using Dr. A's Habits of Health Lifestyle System. For more information about how to get started and how to get connected on creating a life of optimal health, email us at optimalhealth@hohtalk.com. You can also reach us after the show at 401-388-0778. Make sure that you visit the website and take Dr. A's health quiz. Dr. A, we were talking a little bit about the USDA reformulation of the pyramid and really taking a look at it in terms of how we eat using a 9-inch plate. And coming from the food industry, as you were mentioning, you know, plates tend to have a wide rim on them. In fact, a lot of the plates and platters that you see in restaurants today not only have a wide rim, but they also kind of curl up, so they become more of a bowl or a trough, if you call it that. And to find it, you know, it's very, very difficult out there actually to find a 9-inch plate. You know, most salad plates are about 7.5. Most dinner plates are about 10.5 or 10 3/4. And so it will actually take somebody a little effort to really take a look at what a 9-inch plate is. And if you have had a chance, grab the tape measure to your plates that you have at home and just kind of realize how large of a plate that we have today. And if we scale that down and use Dr. A's color-coded system to be able to make sure that we're using 50% of it in fruits and vegetables, 25% in lean proteins, and another 25% in the right kinds of low glycemic carbohydrates using Dr. A's color-coded system in his book, you'll find just how easy it is to be able to put your life in motion. Dr. A, why is reaching a healthy weight initially so important to really creating health in our life?
Well, Russ, you know, other than stopping cigarette smoking, cessation of smoking, reaching a healthy weight is the most important thing you can do. In fact, 10% reduction in weight lowers your risk of disease by over 50%. So, you know, our bodies were not designed to carry a lot of extra weight. We have a reservoir that was designed 10,000 years ago to get us through times of famine. And the other piece is that we don't have any ability to offload energy. So, in other words, like if you were filling up your gasoline tank of your car, you know, you get to the, if you hold it down and you get to the end, it pops off. But if you didn't pop it off, you try to fill it more, what would happen? It would overflow. It has a finite capacity. Well, you know, basically the celestial body design that created us as humans, you know, the reality is we cannot offload energy. So when you eat, if you eat and it's more than you need, it's laid down as fat, and you don't have any way to vent it off. There's no pressure release valve, so to speak. So that means that we continue to eat, we continue to get bigger. So that's the part that really makes it so difficult, Russ, because if you don't use portion control, the energy density of the food is dramatically increased. We're now, our food is so full of empty calories. You know, the average American has about 2,200 calories of energy intake, and about less than 1,000 of it is actually nutritious. Much of it is high fructose corn syrup and animal fats and things that really have no nutritional value and simply take up space, take up energy, and cause us to get bigger. And as soon as we start laying down more than an adequate reserve, our body starts releasing messengers that raise our blood pressure, raise our cholesterol, raise our sodium levels, raise our glucose levels, and then eventually create insulin resistance and then diabetes and cardiovascular disease. So by reaching a healthy weight, you actually reverse those things. You know, 95% of type 2 diabetics are type 2 diabetics, and if you, as a diabetic that's gained weight and you have diabetes, if you get down to a normal weight and you become active and you learn the habits of health, not only can we arrest the progression of these diseases, we can actually reverse them in many cases, and we're seeing more and more research to support that. The good thing about that is that it's not that difficult to do. Unlike medicines, some of them that actually worsen your diabetes over time because they have you gain weight, reaching a healthy weight is something that improves all areas of your health. And besides that, it improves your mental health and puts you in position to once again thrive and enjoy life versus being so stressed out by it.
Doctor, you were saying that a 10% reduction in your body weight for somebody that's overweight or obese, they reduce their risk of disease by 50%. I just want to make sure I have that right.
Yeah, that's correct. And that's, you know, there's a chart that I use that comes from Cleveland Clinic that shows a person that's obese. And then next to it, it shows all the decrease in the amount percent decrease in diseases that occur by reaching a healthy weight. And that covers so many areas, you know, as much as dramatic reduction in obstructive pulmonary disease, you know, people that have sleep apnea, marked reduction in degenerative arthritis, marked reduction in blood pressure, marked reduction in GERD, marked reduction in asthma. I mean, it is just profound. When you get rid of that extra weight, especially that you're carrying around your middle, your body responds very favorably and actually can reduce or eliminate many of the entities that affect us.
Doctor, your book is Dr. A's Habits of Health, and the companion guide is called Living a Longer, Healthier Life. And I remember, I don't know if it was something I read or maybe something that I had heard over time, that if somebody at the age of 50 who is overweight or obese loses 60 pounds at age 50, that they have the ability to extend their life almost 10 years.
And is I think that's really, that's true, yeah.
I mean, that's why I want to find out. I mean, is that really true?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I'm 53 years old. I lost over 80 pounds. I would love to think that what I did was add 10 years to my life because I've begun to use your principles of putting really the habits of health, which are not just about eating and losing weight. It's about how to sleep, how to become more physically active, how to have fulfillment in my life and really create the life that I want. And by losing 60 pounds to be able to add 10 years of my life is pretty phenomenal at this stage.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, obviously it's not an exact science. I
right.
will tell you, on average, if someone smokes cigarettes and is obese, their life expectancy has decreased as much as 13 years. So by obviously, you know, stop smoking and getting to a healthy weight, you can dramatically alter. The other thing is not just the how long you live, but dramatically alter the quality of your life.
Right.
The expression of disease when you're overweight is pretty profound. It's a continuum of people, again, as we talked about earlier, becoming more, less and less healthy and more sick over time. Beyond that, we're talking about just weight loss. Beyond weight loss, as you said, you know, the habits of health extend way beyond weight loss. Weight loss is, you know, stop smoking. Let's get you to a healthy weight. That's the beginning of the habits of health. That we're really going to teach you how to be optimal, as you mentioned, how to sleep better, how to handle stress, being able to minimize the inflammatory response and subject your body to a minimum amount of the erosive forces that affect most people. All those things are additive. And although, you know, we can't predict how long you're going to live, I can tell you that if you learn the principles and the habits of health, you are going to be healthier than you are without them, and there's the opportunity, you know, to live longer in a healthier state if you apply those and really change your orientation around creating health. And honestly, other than, you know, liberty and health are two things, it's not until you're gone that we realize how important they are. And the other piece, Russ, is most people, you know, they don't want to spend any time. They're so busy, they don't have time to spend on their health today, yet they need to understand that if they don't spend time and focus on living the habits of health now, when they're older, they're going to spend a lot more time dealing with the ramifications of disease and having to go to doctors and be on medicines and have hospitalizations and ER visits and downtime and not feel well and lack of productivity. So it's so much easier to learn the little baby choices now that can move you up a path. And with that, you know, life is meant to be enjoyed, to be thrived, to be fulfilled. And when you're not feeling well, you know, a lot of the luster comes away from life.
You know, as a society, you know, I know in my own life, Dr. A, you know, as I had gained that 80 pounds over the course of about 15 years, I really, you know, I sat on the couch more, I watched TV more, I played on the computer more. I really became less active, and I kind of felt like at some point I was a spectator to life rather than being a participant to life. And then I began to kind of think, okay, well, I'm getting close to 50. That kind of happens with people that get older. You know, we gain weight, we become less active, our metabolism stops, you know, all of the things. You know, I'm big boned, I'm just meant to be this way. But and then when you take a look at what we do in society, you know, we kind of create this feeling that big is beautiful. And we do it with ill regard to health. You know, obviously, we try to make people at any weight feel more comfortable with their life. But there's probably nothing more important that someone can do for themselves, and not only just from a weight perspective, but their entire life, to be able to participate in life rather than being a spectator than getting and creating the habits of health, is there?
Well, no, that's absolutely true, Russ. And I got to tell you that, you know, I'm 59, and I ski at a higher level than I ever skied, even back in my 20s. I'm basically getting ready tomorrow to sail down and spend some time bringing my sailboat offshore in the ocean up as a sailor with you know, fairly proficient skills and able to do that, and very confident in my physical health to be able to do that. I have time to spend time with my family and do the things I want, and that's because I focus on making health a priority. And I got to tell you, it doesn't take that much time. You know, actually, in the habits of health, we talk about, you know, once you get to a healthy weight and start learning the habits of health, that 30 minutes a day, which is not very much, we could teach you how to stay active, improve and become optimally healthy, and actually live longer in a healthier state with as little as 30 minutes of scheduled time where you're focusing on activity specifically to get you healthy. And we're not even going to do that in the beginning. We're first going to just work around your work and what you do in general in your leisure time. And then eventually, you know, once you feel better and have more energy and you're in that teachable moment, we'll teach you the things necessary. But as little as 30 minutes a day, we can maintain your cardiovascular as well as your musculoskeletal health and keep you so you can thrive into your, you know, your 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. I mean, I plan on being this active way after the age of 100. And that's because, you know, I know the profound importance of those little daily choices that support health for us.
You know, it's kind of interesting when you start taking a look at the fact that we actually do and can create health in our life, and that it's not about hope. You know, obviously, when people are looking at losing weight, we kind of tend to think, well, I hope I can. And it's not about hope. It's really about creating your life, creating the life that you want, and organizing your life around the things that matter most. For people that are listening today, I would encourage you to get Dr. A's book, get in contact with us here at Habits of Health Talk Radio, and we will put you on a life that will help you, a path that will help you create a longer and healthier life. You're listening to Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll be joined by our special guest, certified health coaches, Eric and Shabay Stevens from Corbett, Oregon. Stick around. We'll be right back.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Sea and Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald Sea. Emerald Sea is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald Sea, visit Sea, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
The In Search of the Miraculous three-day workshop at the Omega Institute from July 29th to the 31st can change your life. Learn how to identify and erase your unconscious programs. Experience the quick and profound results of the revolutionary self-healing Dalian method. And fast-forward your healing journey into consciousness with direct individual guidance from Mata. To register for this life-changing workshop with Eliza Mata Dalian at the Omega Institute, visit the calendar of events at DalianMethod.com.
Do you ever ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our teen inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
We're back, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk on the Transformation Radio Network. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you've not had a chance to visit our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com, please take time to do that. There is lots of information, a lot of helpful hints, a lot of information that Dr. A's wants to make sure that is available to you by going to the website. Start by taking Dr. A's health quiz. It's a great way to evaluate and assess just how healthy you are. I'd like you to join me in welcoming my special guests to the show today. They're Eric and Shamae Stevens from Corbett, Oregon. They're certified health coaches. They're committed to helping people create a healthier, longer life. Eric and Shamae, welcome to the show today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Russ. It's great to be here.
Well, great. It's always fun to have my friends on the show because we get to catch up a little bit. But at the same time, I want to really dig in a little bit, Shamae and Eric, on your personal story. You know, I started 3.5 years ago and lost 75 pounds in about 18 weeks, transformed my life. And time again, I meet people like you where you have also had a transformation in your own life. And that's really what this radio program is all about, is exposing and sharing the transformation that each of us have so that we can encourage others that they can actually take control of their health just like you and I did. If you wouldn't mind, Shamae, maybe if you'll start by telling a little bit about how you got started on your weight loss journey and how you've been able to incorporate the habits of health in maintaining and building a healthier life.
Yeah, I'd be happy to, Russ.
Sure.
I began learning about this program when a friend of mine, Jane Anderson, was walking by my office. I worked as a librarian, and I was working a lot of late evenings, and the school board was meeting, and she was on the school board, and I'd see her go by, and each week it seemed like she was shrinking, and I saw her at a couple sporting events. So as she got smaller, I got more curious, and I just said, okay, what are you doing? You need to tell me. And she said, Take Shape for Life. And I was doing another program at the time, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, it's those packets of food and stuff. And she said, It's more than that, and I'd love to share it with you. And I just said, well, you know, when I'm ready, I'll talk to you. Well, the next time I saw her, I was ready. I'm like, okay, I'm ready. I want to do this. Got on the program. 3 months later, I was down 32 pounds. Got off medications. Was able to, as Dr. A was saying, you can sometimes reverse the effects of some of the damages that have happened to your body or right. Disease that's starting to hit you. I was able to reverse that. I was able to get off medications. No longer was I borderline diabetic. There were some health things that were starting to, I was starting to thrive, and I was not in that survival mode. I was a pretty miserable person, as Eric can attest to, as far as I didn't want to get out and do things. I wanted to sleep a lot. I think it was probably more due to depression and extra weight on me that didn't make me feel very good.
Sure.
And then by losing the weight, it just changed my whole mindset, my whole view of health. And I mean, I had to make that decision. And once I made that decision, then I was able to stay on the program, learn the habits of health. And the key for me was because I learned the habits of health, I was able to continue on transition off. And I've maintained my weight for 4 years. And the key to that for me was I had to be accountable to myself, but I also chose to become a health coach because right. I was able to pay it forward is what I saw. I needed to get this information out about the program and in Dr. Anderson's Habits of Health book because I felt like I owed it to people. There were people in my situation that were struggling just like I was. I was a mom on the go, kids in sports. I spent most of my time in the car driving through fast food places. It was not a healthy lifestyle I was living, and I was getting sicker and sicker each day. So I tell everybody my reset button was pushed.
True.
So I had this different body, I was not in a metabolic syndrome anymore. I had Graves' disease that was in remission. There were several things that had changed in my whole, my whole body. And so I just was like, okay, I'm going to do this. So my health coach, who coached me through the whole program and helped me, told me about how to become a health coach. And I was a librarian, like I said, started helping others do the same. And then from there, decided to go full-time. And that's what we're doing now. Four years later, here we are.
Well, that's awesome. And what's great about that is, I hear time and time again kind of a similar twist to that story about how we ran into somebody who was a health coach who simply said, if you'd like me to share it with you, I'd be more than happy to. It wasn't a pushy thing. It was, when you're ready, I'll be glad to share. And what you're doing today on this show is sharing with other people the fact that you made a few simple choices early on, made the decision to get healthy, started reaching a healthy weight using the principles of Dr. A's Habits of Health, and got connected with a coach who step-by-step showed you the path. And I loved what you said about the accountability. When you finally got done with the process, that you had some accountability not only to yourself, but then to help others, pay it forward, that this secret is too special to keep it to ourselves. We really need to share it with others. Eric, I'd like to bring you onto the call a little bit and have you tell us a little bit about how this and Shimei's story and transformation influenced you and your family and how that's affected you and your life as well.
Well, it was a big change. And as Shimei said, she'd gotten to the point where she wasn't a very active person. And I was still pretty active and what I thought I was pretty healthy. But, I knew that I needed to lose a few pounds. And so, I got on the program as well and lost about 25 pounds. And, just felt so much better. And it was more fun to be active again. And I think that was really my key, was I was probably less concerned about what the scale said, but just enjoyed the quality of life that, improving that quality of life. And I think that's been really kind of what I like to zero in with people is, the scale says what it says, but really it's the quality of life. And that's, Dr. Anderson talks about, the life that he's going to lead when he's 100. And, we're seeing people now that are hiking mountains, they're playing with their grandkids, and just their quality of life is so much higher. And that's what, I get excited about. And so I've, always kind of been Shimei's silent partner and, have slowly, stepped in more and more, and over the last year or two have been become a fairly active part of the business. And now continuing to expand that, and I've recently become a full-time health coach and stepped 100% in to Take Shape, and it's really been a lot of fun.
Well, what's interesting, Eric, about what you said, you lost 25 pounds, and as Dr. A was talking about in his segment, that a 10% reduction in your weight reduces your health risks by 50%. And while 25 pounds may or may not seem like a lot to someone, that's a significant reduction and improvement to your own physical health. And I know we were talking off the air about the fact that not only have you become more physically active, but Shimei, who was talking about the fact that she was really watching things happen, and now she's becoming physically active with you. And you were talking about a climb that you were doing together. Maybe share with people just how active someone's life can be with just 32 pounds and 25 pounds dramatically changing the physical aspect of what you're able to do now.
Well, yeah, I'd love to. It was a great event. It was the Wild Canyon Games, and it was a large fundraising event, and there were people running a triathlon relay kind of a thing as part of our team, and then there was also an event called geocaching, which is essentially it's a treasure hunt, and you're climbing through the mountains of Central Oregon. And we were out there; our whole family was out. We were all part of the geocaching event, and This was 5 hours. You know, you've got a small backpack on your with you full of water, and you're out hiking and, you know, going over all kinds of terrain, you know, just whatever you can manage on your own. And the average person is probably covering about 10 miles in that event. And it was amazing because, you know, people were worried about, you know, am I going to be able to do this? And, you know, by the time we got done and we were back at the finish line, I'm not sure I've seen Shemay so excited in a long time, but, you know, she was ready to go right back out and do it again. And all of this from a person who, you know, 4 years ago, it was all she could do to come out and watch one of our kids' sporting events. And, you know, she's always been a great mom and always wanted to do those things. But now she's really able to, and it was really neat being able to do that as a family. And, you know, there were about 800 competitors at this event, and everything from some very elite athletes to, you know, some families that just decided to get out and do something exciting. So it was a great event.
Well, that's great because, you know, when we start talking about organizing our life around the things that matter most, and for most of us, it's about time with the family. It's about our health. It's about giving back to the community. It's about having a sense of fulfillment. And what you just described in that event was all of those things. You were doing something that was so meaningful to charity. You were doing something together as a family, and your physical health allowed you to do it. And then at the end of that, not be totally exhausted or injured, but to be so excited about the accomplishment that you did as a family. And it's always great when families can do things together. And if there's anybody listening to the program today that is really trying to determine that, you know, that they can or cannot create health in their life, I would encourage you to listen to this broadcast. We'll be having it available in replay so you can listen to it again and get the encouragement that I'm getting from Shemay and Eric about the fact that just a few pounds reaching a healthy weight and then sharing with others by possibly even becoming a coach yourself, holding yourself accountable and paying it forward, how this can really create fulfillment in your life. It's just such an exciting thing to hear. We're going to take a quick break, Eric and Shemay. When we come back, I want to spend a little bit more time talking about what you're doing, helping other people get healthy and your goal to get America healthy. We're going to take a short break, but I would encourage you to visit our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com, where you can also reach us by email at health@hohtalk and after the show at 401-388-0778, and we'll put you on a path to creating optimal health in your life. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com. Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shoppe, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
We're back, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. I'm Russ McCann, your host. I'd like to invite you to visit our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com. Take Dr. A's health quiz. And during the break, we were talking about all of the shows, the past shows of the Habits of Health Talk radio program are all available on the website. Click on the HealthCast link, and you can go all the way back to December 8th, our pilot show, and listen to all the various guests. And we've had some amazing guests. We've had doctors, we've had housewives, we've had lawyers, we've had people in all walks of life changing their life, and not only changing their life from a physical standpoint, but deciding to become a health coach and pay it forward. And we've now added to the list of guests on those health casts, Eric and Shamae Stevens, who have been just wonderful guests, talking a little bit about their journey, how they've created a new life for themselves and how they're beginning to share with others. I wanted to step back, Eric. We talked during the break about this event that you were doing, the Wild Canyon Games, and some friends of ours, Terry and David Miller, really created that as a possible fundraiser, or actually contributed in a big way. Maybe share with people a little bit about how many health coaches were part of that event, and you'd also indicated that there was among the health coaches and the people that were, how many pounds collectively they lost that were participating in the Wild Canyon Games?
Yeah, it was. There were a total of about 800 competitors at the event. Of those 800, there were about 100 health coaches, so a huge variety of people. But an amazing number that Terry Miller had put out was, of those 100 health coaches, they had lost about 6,000 pounds collectively. And if you think about that, that's pretty amazing. And that kind of weight loss, without that transformation, there's no way that, most of us would have been able to be there and participate at that kind of a level. So, yeah, 100 coaches and 6,000 pounds.
Well, and I think what's amazing about that is that, here you have 100 people that have taken control of their health. And had they not gotten healthy, had they not gotten connected with the Habits of Health system and Take Shape for Life, how many of those people would actually be here today on this earth had they not made a decision to get healthy in their life? I know many of the people, Terry Pettit and others, who really, really struggled with health and were really going down the wrong path, and now they're just thriving in their life like you guys are. It's just an amazing testament to what we're doing. Shamae, you were talking about the fact that you lost 32 pounds in about a three-month period of time, and that was kind of the catalyst for you sharing and beginning to share with others. And I know, Eric, you've spent time in the corporate world like I did and have now joined Shamae in your full-time mission to get America healthy. If you guys wouldn't mind, share a little bit about what you do as a coach and how you're helping others move their life forward.
Well, yeah, sure. What we do is we share this program with everybody. There's something for everybody with our program, and Dr. A's Habits of Health is our book that we follow, and it's our guide, and we love it because there's something for everybody in it, and there's so much value to them that it can add to their life if they even read the book and learn about sleep health and all kinds of things. So what we're able to do is incorporate all the things out of Dr. A's Habits of Health to when we're talking with people or when we're having coffee, if we're part of community groups and things, that we're able to share what we do. And by telling them what we do this full time, and even when I was doing it full-time and part-time with Eric, it still said a lot, the fact that I was doing this full-time, because it was my mission to help get people healthy and to be able to get the secret out, so to speak,
right?
Because I felt like not enough people knew about this. I didn't know about it, and I found out from another friend of mine. So the word had to get out. And so we feel that we need to tell people about this, that it is, you know, our duty as well as paying it forward, as I said earlier, to get the word out, let people know what we're doing, share with them what this program is, how it can change their lives, how it can take them from surviving to thriving, and then daily baby steps to get them there, guiding them through this journey, how we did it, and helping them along the way, and making those daily choices to get to that the big picture of optimal health. And that's, for me, it had to be in baby steps to get there. You couldn't have told me in the beginning when I started this program that I would be competing in Wild Canyon Games. I would have laughed in your face and said, yeah, right.
Sure.
So what we're able to do is to sometimes paint the picture for them and show them what they can do. And this is how I did it. This is how Eric did it. And we'd love to talk to you about it. Or guiding them each day or each week, checking in with them and seeing how they're doing and helping them on their journey and adding those little helpful hints that helped us get through the process as well.
You know, in this economy and this, you know, we take a look at what's going on in the country. Two-thirds of Americans either overweight or obese. We're in the worst financial crisis that we'll probably see in our lifetime. And to really understand this in a big way is that, you know, as coaches, we're choosing not to participate in the economic downturn. We're really creating our own economic stimulus package by helping others. At the same time, we're physically moving our life forward. And I know that, you know, 10, 20, 30 years from now, when we get to spend time together as senior citizens, we're all going to be at a healthy weight because of the principles that Dr. A has laid out. And you know, like I said, 85% of people that go on a traditional diet gain their weight back within 2 years. And I know that we're going to be part of that 15%. And it's our mission to move people forward so that they can no longer become part of that statistic of people that have lost weight and gained their weight back. Eric and Shimei, thank you so much for being on the show today. You've been a delight. And if there's anything that you'd like to add before we move on, I just wanted to allow you some closing remarks.
Yeah, I think one of the big things is we're just, you know, so excited to share what we have and let people dream about what their future might be, not live the life that they may have resigned themselves to. And that's both health. And as you mentioned, on the business side, you know, it's a wonderful business opportunity. And the sad part is with so many people out there in poor health, we just really need a lot of help to spread the word of, you know, what health is and how much better it can make your life. And so we're just excited to be part of that. And it's a pleasure to join people like you and Dr. Anderson as we help America.
Well, again, thank you so much for being on the show, Shimei and Eric from Corbett, Oregon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Russ.
Great. I wanted to kind of wrap up with the few minutes that we have left in the show talking about this 6 simple steps, the path to a longer, healthier life. And Dr. A has really structured his book, The Habits of Health book, to help people understand step by step that it's a real simple process. And the first step is really preparing for the journey. And that's really what we're talking about today is, are you ready to take control of your health? And if you are, we'll get you connected with a health coach that will begin teaching you the things you need to do in order to reach a healthy weight. Visit us at habitsofhealthtalk.com. Click on the link that says either contact us or receive a consultation with a health coach, and we'll begin to move your life forward by getting you on a path, teaching you how to eat every 3 hours. Then beyond that, once you reach a healthy weight, we'll work with you using Dr. A's book to transition to a healthier way of eating. And as we begin to balance calories in and calories out and become more physically active and learn to be able to maintain our current healthy weight, we're going to teach the habits of health necessary. We're talking about how to sleep, how to become more physically active, how to go to the grocery store and eat out in a restaurant and survive and make healthy choices. How to really create fulfillment in your life and be part of a support network. And as you do that, you're going to learn how to optimize your body for your age, optimize your health for your age by becoming more physically fit, building muscle mass as we get older rather than having that deteriorate over time. We're going to talk about making sure that we have the right phytonutrients, and all of that creates a longer, healthier life. And if you've made the decision today to create health in your life, I would encourage you to get with us here at Habits of Health Talk Radio. We will help you begin to order your meals necessary to start down the path using the 5-in-1 program. It runs about $10 a day on the meal program. Once we reach a healthy weight, we transition to more whole foods, more of the right kinds of foods, and your health coach will teach you how to do that and move your life forward. I want to thank my co-host, Dr. Wayne Anderson, for writing an amazing book and being part of our show today. I'd like to thank our special guests, Eric and Shamae Stevens, for sharing not only their story, but what they're doing to help people move their life forward and create an amazing life of optimal health. I'd like to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. Get started today. Start creating your health, a life of optimal health, and make sure that you join us every Wednesday for more insight on creating the habits of health in your life. Remember, it's never a great day to start a diet, but today is a great day to create the habits of health in your life. Have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. For more information about Dr. Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and how to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life, tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. Visit HabitsOfHealthTalk.com. That's HabitsOfHealthTalk.com.